Okay, I forgot. Unfortunately, I forgot Halacha Lamed in Perek Vav. I thought we had hit the end of Perek at Halacha Chav Tes. I apologize. So let's just do the final Halacha in Perek Vav, Halacha Lamed, which is Habaal Sheshalach Get LeIshto. So once the husband sends the get to his wife, and let's say it's in transit, Harayu Chayv Mizonoseya, which is a very important Halacha. Just because he sent the get. By let's say Shliach Chava doesn't mean he's not responsible still for her needs. He's still her husband until the get actually gets into her hands or into the Shliach Kabbalah. Okay, Perek Zion is going to take up other issues related to Shlichus, insofar as messengers and limitations and veracity, as well as the differences between gets given in Eretz Yisrael versus given outside of Eretz Yisrael. As in Halacha Aleph, he says, Shliach shehevi get mimakom lemakom be'eretz Yisrael. So in the first set of halachas, the case is where Shliach is being brought from one place to another within the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. Afal pi shelo ra'a ksivas haget. So even though the Shliach never saw the writing of the get itself, v'lo yada mihem edav, right, and doesn't know who the witnesses are, who signed, let's say, signed the get, Ela nason lo habal get. Rather, what happened? The husband gave the shliach the get and said, "Amar lo, ten get zela ishti." He says to the shliach, "Give this get to my wife." Harizen nos no law. He gives it to her. Bifnei shnayim, in front of two edim. Ve'afal pi she'ein edav yiduin etzlenu. Right. Even though we don't know the people, the witnesses who signed the get, even though we don't know who they are. V'siyeh migrashes v'sinasa bo. It's good enough to be considered as a good divorce, and she can go ahead and get married as a result. So again, laying out the basic overarching principle within Eretz Yisrael, when a shaliach is appointed, he doesn't have to appoint it to deliver the get. He doesn't have to have ever seen the writing of the get, nor know who the witnesses are who signed the get. All he has to do is, once he's appointed for the task, take the get from the husband and deliver it to her in front of two witnesses. Okay. Halacha base. Now, ba ha-ba'al, let's say the husband comes along. There are any protests. He contests the veracity of the get. V'amar lo garashim olam. Okay. V'get shehuva la mizuyaf. Okay. What does the guy say? He says, "Listen, I didn't divorce her. And the get that was delivered, this thing is a fake." Okay. What do we do? Yiskayim b'chosmav. Okay. We have to check to see, to make sure that the signatures of the Adam on the get are valid signatures. We can find these people. We know it's legitimate. Vimloniskayim, if we can't find out that information, Vimlonodu Adav, and we don't know these witnesses at all. Obviously, again, it's a little harder. Well, I don't know if it's harder today, but because there's so much more interconnected. But the point is that knowing who the witnesses are wasn't as challenging. Let's say we couldn't find who these people are. Tetze, she must then divorce if she got married to a second husband. So again, let's say she got the get from the Shaliach. And later on, the Baal comes along. What you would think is the ex-husband, he comes along and says, no. This whole thing is a scam, okay, or a sham. So we check in to see to verify if the witnesses, if they're valid witnesses who signed the shtar, the get. If we can't find that out, okay, we don't know these witnesses, right? Then she must, and let's assume she got remarried because she thought the get that she received was valid. She must divorce the havlad mamzer. And if she had any kids, the kid is a mamzer. Sheray ina begreshes, because she was never divorced. All right. About a get, I raise you in suffering regressions. If she lost the get in this situation, meaning let's say the Baal came along and challenged and contested the veracity of the get, and she had lost the get, that's suffering regressions. Lefikach, therefore, okay, and this is going to segue into Lacha Gemo. Lefikach, nashim shecheskasan shehin snuas zu azu. Okay, women who we have a chazaka, we have an assumption that they hate each other. Okay, there are certain intra-female relationships. Okay, that the halachic system says there's a chazakah that these women hate each other. If they're hate women who would hate each other, ina ne'emanos lahavi get Eretz Yisrael zulazu. Then these women are not trusted to go ahead and bring a get within Eretz Yisrael from one to the other. Shema mizuyaf, because it might be a forgery. Who? The tiskaven the kakalosa. Because the reason why is the one is trying to one wants to go ahead and remarry. Right, Kadesha, right? She wants the other to get married, and she wants her to be to usher to her husband. So basically, they're up to no good, and so therefore, we don't have a woman who's defined as someone's hated by another woman in this type of certain relationships, she can't be trusted to be a shliach in this situation. So who are these people? Halacha Gimel. Ve'elohein ha'nashim shecheskasan sonos zuazu. So these are the women who we assume, we have a chazaka, they hate each other. Okay. Chamosa, a mother-in-law. Okay. Ubas chamosa, and the daughter of a mother-in-law. Okay. Vitsarasa. Okay. Afilu haisat sara nesula acher. So another woman basically married to the same man, just like the Torah says, okay, even if she was remarried, the Yavimta, okay, a situation of Yavama, the Afil Haisachosa, even if it was her sister, Ubas Baila, and her husband's daughter, okay, Aval Shar Kol Nashim Sheiros. So these women are considered, they have an agenda. Their agenda is to mess things up. So since that's their agenda, we don't rely on them to go ahead and be the Shlichim for a get. Okay. Halacha Dalet. Now, I may be get mimakom lemakom Eretz Yisrael. Now, let's say a man goes ahead and brings a get from one city to another in Eretz Yisrael. V'chala, let's say he's become sick. Onenas mishalcho biyad, onenas, or let's say he can't go ahead, onenas mishalcho biyad acher. And let's say, what do you call it? He's unable to go ahead and do his shlichus because of things that are out of his control. What can he do? He can go ahead and send the get via a second shlich. And if the second shaliach gets sick or whatever, anus, he can go ahead and hand the get off to a third shaliach. You can have a perpetual reappointing of shlichus. Once the first shaliach is appointed, if he needs to pass off the get baton, so to speak, to the next shaliach, that next shaliach doesn't need a shlichus to be come into existence through Edom. The achron shegia get liado, and what do you call it? The final get. The final of the shlichim that the get got into his hands, no snow law. He's basically no different than the first shliach. He gives the get to her, b'fnei shnayim, b'tiskarish bo, afapi, shemesa shliach rishon. Even if the first shliach died, right? A year has gone by, so to speak, and the get's been handed off from shliach to shliach, thousands upon thousands of shlichim. The last shliach to do this can gives it to her in front of witnesses. It's considered a good get. And even if the first shliach had passed away. Halacha hey. Now, shaliach shehevi get mimakom lemakom b'chutz la'aretz. Okay, now, outside of Eretz Yisrael, we'll see these parameters soon, but if a shaliach is bringing a get from a city to a city outside of Eretz Yisrael, o me'eretz Yisrael l'chutz la'aretz, o me'chutz la'aretz Eretz Yisrael, or if it's a situation from outside of Eretz Yisrael to in, or inside Eretz Yisrael to out, im haya shaliach o me'et sham b'shas k'sivas aget v'chasimasa. If the shaliach is present at the time of the writing of the get, and of the signing of the get, Hareze Omer Rifnei Shnayim, he says in front of two witnesses, Bifanei Nechtav, Bifanei Nechtam. He has to say in front of two witnesses, in front of me was this thing written, and in front of me was it signed. The Akarkach, then, Yitim Lav Rifneim. Then he can go ahead, then he should go ahead and give the, what do you call it, give the get in front of these witnesses. But Tiskarishbo, and it works. The Afapish Ein Edav Yiduon Etzlano, even if these witnesses are not known by us. Even if the names of the Eden that signed it, man, we don't know these names. Even if they're like very guyish names, it doesn't matter. We don't suspect there's any problem whatsoever, and the delivery that gets considered a good delivery. Now, in this case, and the case of the shaliach operating outside of Eretz Yisrael or delivering a get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz or vice versa, if the Baal comes after the get is delivered and protests and contests the veracity of the get, we don't listen to him in this case. That's why one of those women who's considered a woman who would hate the other woman, okay, she's believed. She can function as a shaliach and say it was written and signed before me. Okay, so that's, again, that's the difference between overall gets in Eretz Yisrael and gets outside of Eretz Yisrael. V'chein, shaliach shehevi get be'Eretz Yisrael. Let's say a shaliach brought a get within Eretz Yisrael, okay, and says, Amar, b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. And he says, the get was written in front of me and it was signed in front of me. Af al pi she'eino tzarech, right? Even though it's not necessary. Remember, the statement of the shaliach that the get was written in front of him and signed in front of him is a requirement for outside of Eretz Yisrael. But inside of Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have to do it. But let's say he did it, even though he's not chayv to. Af al pi she'eino tzarech. In Yovol Habal Habal Viyara Emashlichnavo. Very similar. In this case, once the shliach acknowledges or testifies, so to speak, that he witnessed this, the writing and signing of the get, the Baal's contesting of the veracity of the get goes out the window. Now let's say, going back to Chutz La'aretz, let's say the Shliach was not there at the time of the writing and signing of the get. Lo yinasim la, right? You shouldn't give it to her. Ela im kein niskayim b'chosma. Unless there's some way we can verify who signed the get. The yesh the Shliach lios michlal hashlosha sheikayim osu b'chosma. Okay, and the Shliach can actually serve and are just getting a basin together who are going to go ahead and verify the validity of the people who signed the get. The Shliach can function as one of the three. Vim lo niskayim, okay, let's say we cannot verify the signatures of these witnesses, meaning who they are. Vim nasan la, but nonetheless he gave it to her. Areiz apostle, apostle mi darbanan, achi iskayim, until we can verify those signatures. Vim baha baal, the arar, but let's say this husband came along and contested the veracity of the get. Vim lo niskayim, and we can't verify the signatures, in a megressus. And of course, Abba get her raised a suffix megressus. If she got the get, and the Baal, and then she lost it, and then the Baal came along and contested it, in this case, it would be a suffix gerush. Okay? Now, lachachas. So why? Why is it required that the shaliach say in Chutz La'aretz, b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta? Why? Why is this necessary? K'deish lo tia isha tzvichu l'kaimo. Because we're trying to do the woman a favor here. We don't need to have the woman. We want her to avoid a situation where she has to go ahead and worry about verifying the signatures of the Edom who signed it, im yavo baal v'yar, right? If the husband comes along and contests the veracity of the get. So we don't want her to go have to be stuck trying to find out who these people are. Why? It's much more difficult to seek out and verify signatures and witnesses outside of Eretz Yisrael. In the world of Galus, it's a much more difficult task to do. And therefore, as a favor, so to speak, to the woman, this is the mechanism to ensure she would not have to go ahead and seek that out. So it's enough for the shliach to say, b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. However, Allah attests, Baal shehebi raya berua sheget zesh enemar bo b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta, mizuyafu, arezabato. But the Baal could still bring proof. Let's say the Baal brings some type of clear evidence that this get was a forgery, okay, even though the shliach said, b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta, then it would be batal. That would actually work. Shelo he'emino dvarav shel echad she'amar fanei nechta fanei nechtam. We only trust the testimony of the shaliach who said b'fanei nechta fanei nechtam. Ela lidchos iror. We only trust them to basically counter the potential contesting of the veracity of the get by the baal. El lidchos iror habaal she'en imo raya, right? Because he has no proof. Aval b'makom edim shemachishim oso lo he'emino. But if we have witnesses that can contradict what this shaliach said, then we will believe the witnesses. That's actual testimony, and his saying b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta wouldn't mean anything. Okay, halacha yud hanaharo sheb Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so the rivers that exist within Eretz Yisrael. Okay, v'hananasin shebiyam hagadol. Okay, these literally means the islands that are within the Mediterranean Sea. Shebesochat chum shalat Yisrael, but that are considered within the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. Harei en keretz Yisrael. So to be clear, the Rambam is extending the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael slightly. V'shechutzot chum kechutz la'aretz. Anything outside these boundaries is considered chutz la'aretz. Uvehilchos trumos he's borrowed chum Eretz Yisrael. So if you want to know more about this, we'll see this not that far down the road in Hilchos Trumos. Ubavel keretz Yisrael gittin. And when it comes to the halachas of gittin that he said before Eretz Yisrael, Bavel's included. That's a famous thing that the Rambam considered Bavel to be very, very important. What do you call it? Like, for instance, by when he talks about the halacha of leaving Eretz Yisrael, that's way end in Malachim. When he talks about leaving Eretz Yisrael, he says, but you can't leave Bavel to go to Eretz Yisrael, which is one sheet in the Gemara. So he holds Bavel is considered like Eretz Yisrael when it comes to Gittin. Okay, halacha yad aleph. Now, get a kasul Eretz Yisrael. Let's say gets written in Eretz Yisrael. The chasul b'chutz la'aretz. Of course, we're going to have this case. The gets written in Eretz Yisrael, but signed in chutz la'aretz. Sarak shiomar, the shliach must say, b'fanei nechta. He must make the same claim. Kasul b'chutz la'aretz, but let's say it was written outside of Eretz Yisrael. The chasul Eretz Yisrael, but then it's signed in Israel. Ain atzarach lomer fani nechtam. Then he wouldn't require, we don't require the shaliach to say, it was signed, it was written in front of me and signed in front of me. Okay, now, of course, what's the middle? Halachi beis nechtam mixas a get befanav, then nachtam kula befanav. Okay, let's say half the get was written in front of the shaliach, but all the signatures were done in the presence of the shaliach. Im mixasan harishon hu, right? So if, what do you call it? I'll say, im mixaso harishon hu, hareza omer, b'fani nechtam, afilo nechta bo elashita achas b'fanav. Okay, so it's enough. The shaliach can actually say, even though he didn't see the entire thing written, okay, even if he saw one line of the get written, he can say, b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. Afilo shama kol akomus, koseid, right, even let's say he heard the sofer actually just kind of scratch the pen over the get. He didn't see it, but he heard it, right? But the witnesses signed the get in front of him. That's enough to say it was written and signed in front of him. Let's say the sofer started a line or whatever. He started the get, then left to go shopping. The chazir v'hishlim is a get, and then came back and finished the get. In a chosh shema acher matzo. We don't assume that someone else went ahead and found it. Found him, and said to the sofer, well, the shemish acher kasvo, and instructed him to write the get for someone else. Ela omer, we rely on him to say the fane nechta, fane nechta. It will be enough to for the shaliach to say in this case, even if the sofer walked away, left the writing of the get for a period of time. It's enough for him to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. So we see the rules of b'fanei nechtam are actually very liberal when it comes to the ksiva part. So lachid gimel amar b'fanei nechtam aval lo b'fanei nechtam. Let's say all he says is b'fanei nechtam. He never says b'fanei nechtam, or he says b'fanei nechtam aval lo b'fanei nechtam, or he says the opposite. He says it was signed in front of me. He never says anything about being written in front of him. B'fanei nechtav kulo, or he says the entire thing was written in front of me. V'chasan eid echad, right? Only one witness signed it. Avaloa eid asheni, but not the second one. Afilu hayahua eid asheni, even if he's the second witness. Areza yiskayim v'chosam. Now we have to go verify the signatures of the witnesses, meaning his testimony of a fanei nechtam is not good enough. V'akrakinasama, then he can give her the gift. V'im heid hu v'acher al ha'eid asheni, shelo chasam v'fanav, areza kasher v'inasama. Right, so let's say the situation is where he went ahead and was made. He testified when it comes to the signature of the second age. And there's a shliach testified to that as well as someone else. Shalochasim b'fanav, okay, that it was not signed in front of him. That's considered good enough, and he can give it to her. Main sarach lomar im heidu shtayim acherim al ksav yideha eid asheni shezak kasher. And of course, if two other edim came along and testified on the signing of the second age of the get, that would be considered kosher. Okay, lachi yudalid, shnayim sheheviu get b'chutz la'aretz. Now back to outside of Eretz Yisrael. Again, two shlichim come along in chutz la'aretz to bring a get. Af apishol nechtav nechnam afneim. Now here, let's say the get was not written in front of them. Remember, we have two people now, which is kind of like Adam. Even though the get was not written and signed in front of them, hol v'nosum lahem abal litno l'ishto. The Baal gave it to them to deliver it to his wife. Hare elu nosval siyem egreshes. It's enough for them to give the get to her and she's divorced. Why? Sharei ina baal yachal arab getzeh. The baal can never contest the veracity of the get. Af apish ina mekuyam. Even if we can't find or verify the signatures of the witnesses. Why? Sharei shluchav emeda. Because the shlichim are functioning like witnesses as well. Sheilu amru hashnayim bifneinu nisgarsha. Because let's say these witnesses said she was divorced in front of us. Raise the Gureches, that'd be considered if she's divorced. Avapi, she ain't shum get, even if there's no get actually there. Okay, Lachatesvav, qualifying this slightly, Bamedvar Amoran, Bizman shall get Yotse mitachas yach yadeshtam. As long as these two shlichim actually have the get with them. Avaim ain't a get Yotse mitachas yadeshtam. Let's say they do not have the get in their possession. Shrichim Lomar, then they would have to say, Bifneno nechtav, Bifneno nechtav. Then they would have to say, the get was written in front of us and it was signed in front of us. Lefikach, im amar echad, let's say one of the shlichim said, b'fanei nechtam, v'echad omer b'fanei nechtam. Let's say one shlich said it was written in front of me and the other shlich said it was signed in front of me. Afilu shnayim omerim b'fteinu nechtam, v'echad omer b'fanei nechtam. Or let's say both of them said it was written in front of us, and then one said it was signed in front of me. Since it's not in their possession, they shouldn't give it to her. Until they verify the signatures of the Edom on the gift. Okay, Lachat Zayin. Amar Echad Bifanai Nechtav Ushnayim Omer Mifneinu Nechtav. Now, in this case, let's say one shliach says it was written in front of me, but the two shliachim together say it was signed in front of us. Kasha. That's considered kasher. Even if it's not in their possession, why? Because we can say the signatures of the witnesses have been verified. Since the Shnayim are saying, we saw it signed in front of us. That's considered Miskayim Bechotzva. Okay. Halach Yad Zayin. Shaliach Shehevi Get Bechutz La'aretz. Let's say the Shaliach is outside of Eretz Yisrael delivering a get. V'nosno la beino levena. Now let's say he gives it to her privately. Okay. Not in front of witnesses. Oh, shenasnu la b'fnei Shnayim. Right? Or he does give it to her and he gives it to her in front of two witnesses. But never said it was written and signed in front of it. Okay, even if she goes ahead and gets married, right? No lo mimena. He should take the get back from her, then choser, then knows a lot, and then goes back and gives it to her again. Bifnei Shnayim in front of two witnesses, and then says, Omer Bifneiam, Bifanei Nechta, Bifanei Nechta, then says in front of them, Bifanei Nechta, Bifanei Nechta. Vim lo not lo mimeno, and let's say he did not take it back from her. Hareza apostle, it's considered apostle midirabanan. Ad she's kind the host of until you can go ahead and verify the Edom who signed the get. Allah yachas nas new law. Let's say they gave it to her. Velo hispik lomar b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam. Right. Let's say he didn't have the chance to. Okay. Ad she nistastek. So let's say he's getting this terrific this horrible onset of laryngitis. Right. He's about to say b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam, and bam, he loses his voice. Harizei yiskayim echosav. He then he has to go ahead and verify the signature. And then he can give it to her. So meaning, it's not enough for him to have the intention of saying it. Rather, he must actually be able to say it out loud. Okay, lachi yates. We'll do a couple more. Okay, hasuma. Someone who's blind. Okay, in the yachol lahavi get zeh shechutz laretz. A suma cannot bring a get. Cannot be a shliach chova in chutz laretz. Why? Because he can never actually say that it was written and signed in front of me. He can't say such a thing. Therefore, if it was written and signed in front of him, when he can actually see, and then he became blind, then he'd have to say in front of three men, like a Beis Din, then he'd have to say it was written and signed in front of me, because that's what he saw. Then he can go ahead and give it to her. Let's say a woman goes ahead and brings this get in chutz laretz. She must say in front of three men. She must say it was written and signed in front of me. Because we don't say that it works in front of two witnesses. Only when the shliach can normally testify, which an isha is unable to. Because then that shliach can join the other two to form the Beis Din. But Ninsa Mekala Shlosha, be one of the three. Shekaimu get Zebidvar. Sha'id Nasa Dayan Bedavar Shubidivram. Because a witness can function as a Dayan when we're coming to things that are Dirabana. Okay? Now, let's say Allah Chachaf, Chala Shahashaliach. Okay? Let's say the Shaliach gets sick, Onenas, okay, or is unable to go ahead and do what he needs to do. Baal Beis Din, Ba'omer Lahem, he has to go ahead to Beis Din and say as follows. Get ze, this get, b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam, it was written and signed in front of me. And then, then they can go ahead and reappoint someone else, or a new appointment to be a shliach to continue the task. V'ein a shliach acharon, tzarech lomar, b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam. The last shliach did not have to say, b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam, el omer, shliach beis din, v'nosno lo, b'fnei edim. Rather, it's sufficient for him to say, I am a shliach of Beis Din, and gives it to her in front of witnesses. Okay, and we'll do one more. Halacha Chaf Aleph, Chala Hasheni. Now let's say the second shliach becomes sick, or nenas, ose shliach acher Beis Din, then again goes to Beis Din, they appoint another shliach, afil lemea, the acharon omer shliach Beis Din ani, v'nos Allah, afmi shemesh shliach rishon. Just like before, in a situation where the Beis Din appoints a shliach, it could be a million shliachim, the last one has to say, I'm Shliach Beis Din, that's fine. Well, they Matzarch Beis Din. So what do we need Beis Din for? What do we need him involved in the situation? Okay. We may shoot Tzarch Lomar, because the Shliach is supposed to say, it was written and signed in front of me. Aval im niskayim aget bechosmav, but let's say we're able to go ahead and verify the witness's signatures. Afapi shenastu shliach afilu me'ah beinam levein atzmav. But let's say we're able to verify the signatures, even if the shliach gave it to another shliach, 100, etc., until the get gets to their hands. Harei zeh kasher, that's considered fine. The afapi shelo pir shabal, even if the husband did not say it openly, velo amar lo shalcho biyad acher. And he never said you should go ahead and give it to someone else, imtenas or imchala, even though the Baal never said, someone else, I want you to give it to someone else just in case you are unable to complete your task, it doesn't work. Imchala onenas, hareza mishalcho. Even though if he gets sick or is unable to perform his task, it's still considered his shaliach. Okay, we'll stop here. I'll finish up this parak tomorrow.